Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome along to another episode of Athletico Parsnips with me, Andrew Dawson. Please relax and let your mind drift off to a post-COVID future. You and your family are enjoying a summer boating holiday up and down one of Britain's many beautiful canals. It's late afternoon and you're just about to moor beside a pub with a sun-drenched beer garden. But before you can bring the boat to a halt, your tranquility is shattered by the arrival of a speedily waddling figure, like a human duck in a boiler suit and carpet slippers. Ooh. He hurls a rope with a heavy magnet attached to it into the water and yells, I'm the top British fisherman and I'm gonna catch us all some fucking treasure! Ladies and gentlemen, it's my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer.
Oh, Mr. Blobby, you're such a wally, oh little Teesside man, with your plastic Todd pan.
Oh, thank you for that. I'm the Bobby Hammer.
Of course you are, yeah.
Ah, oh, right. I've just got a message from the wife coming in.
Oh, aye.
It's multi-message. It's exciting, isn't it? It's spelling something out.
Right.
Looks like it might be. Looks like it might be. Oh, it's just the word idiot, but sent by separate letters. So that's
nice.
Oh,
isn't that nice? That's the kind of thing that keeps the relationship alive, I think.
Exactly.
The kind of attention to detail.
Have you got a name for me, Andrew, or am I just Unky Dunk, Unky Chunk?
You can be Unky Chunk if you want. I haven't got anything planned for you.
Oh, well, then can I put in a formal request? Could I be Hunky Chunk today, please?
You can be Hunky Chunk, or you can be Toasty Raymond.
Well, toast full Raymond would be
toast
nice.
Full Raymond.
Full of toast. Yeah. His catchphrase is, I'm full of toast. You're looking good, aren't you? Yeah, I'm full of toast. We got some parsnippers questions here.
We have.
I'll kick off with one cut from Ben Carr, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. It's asking Nigel Pearson what the biggest animal is he could knock out with one punch.
Mm.
So I phoned up, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
And I got him to give us an answer, and he did, thankfully. If the rules allow me to use a traditional British haymaker, then I could knock out a pig or a Shetland pony with one punch. Am I being a bit scoused, wow. I know?
It went a little bit Jamie Vardy, I think.
Jamie Vardy. I've never lost a fight with an animal.
That's better.
If I was to fight a mythical beast, such as a kraken or a griffin, that is a fight I would also win. That's all he said.
Is a phoenix a mythical beast, or are they real?
No, they're for real, yeah. Because they rise
phoenixes.
Up, don't they?
Yeah. On the same subject almost, Mark, who calls himself just Mark, he says, if you had the power of a golden hornet, how would you use it? Now, is a golden hornet a mythical beast, or is that real?
A golden hornet?
A golden hornet.
Oh, I've never heard of it. I wonder what it's
called. There's these murder hornets at the minute, isn't there? There's these murder hornets that are going around, but I don't know if they're the same as a golden hornet. I would just spray golden showers on people. And
what?
Is that right? Feel right.
What, you'd wee wee on people if you had a
like gold plated, gold plate stuff from the sky.
Do you know what a golden hornet's powers are?
Well, I'm just guessing the ability to shower gold onto passers-by, bystanders.
I think that's a big leap from something being described as a golden hornet to believing that it can...
What do you think the powers are?
Of a golden hornet?
Yeah.
pretty obvious. They installed fear.
Right.
Fear into any human that renders them static, you know, frozen.
Right. The fella that turned everything to gold when he touched it.
Yeah. Mick Peacock.
The Midas touch.
No, Mick Peacock, that was.
The Mick Peacock touch.
Yeah. Nicholas, I don't really know about Golden Hornets, Andrew. Nicholas Luke asks, who is the best wrestler of all time?
I don't know if you've got... Giant Haystacks, I think.
Big lad.
Giant Haystacks, because he was massive.
Yeah.
So he could flatten anybody. Plus, he was really scary as well.
And he's got that nice, like, rural twist, hasn't he? With the haystack, you know?
Yeah.
Like, sort of bucolic.
You kind of imagined him living in a haystack or among some carefully arranged haystacks.
Yeah, and showering the haystack with piss.
Possibly from a golden hornet from above. Big Daddy, you see, Big Daddy was the opposite of Giant Haystacks, wasn't he? He was his sworn enemy. But Big Daddy used to walk around with a top hat on and a cape.
Yeah.
And was almost a figure of fun.
Yeah, Haystacks
looked like he'd fucking kill you.
He looked like the classic giant, didn't he, with his beard and that.
Yeah.
I liked Massumbula. Do you remember Massumbula?
Nah.
I saw my uncle used to take me to the wrestling in Newcastle when I was young.
Right, nice one.
Massumbula used to come like as an African warrior.
Right.
And he could do a handstand on the corner post, you know?
Right.
So, I mean...
Was he what you would describe these days as problematic?
I don't know, really. I honestly don't know what, you know, like, he came dressed as an African warrior.
Yeah.
And did headstands on the corner post when he was victorious.
Right. Well, can't ask for more than that, really, can you? Rachel Richards says, Bob, can you recommend a good mattress? Which is weird, because I could recommend a good mattress, but she hasn't asked me, she's asked you, so over to you, Bob.
Can I throw that over to you, Andrew, because I can't? I'm white goods only.
No, I could, but I haven't been asked, so I'm not going to.
Well, I could go strip me bed next door and see what brand it is, but I'm not willing to do that.
No, you're all right.
Soz, I'm sorry I can't help the lovely lady.
Let's take a ride and see what we can find inside Andy's lifestyle.
It's a feature that I introduced a while ago and then it died to death, but I've brought it back.
I don't remember it.
It was just about my lifestyle, and I'd ask you a question and you could answer it and then we could talk about it. Three things, right? Tell me which of these three things I've recently purchased, Bob.
All right, I'll give
One,
it a go.
A new washer dryer. Two, a plastic bin for indoors.
A what bin?
Three, plastic bin.
Okay.
Well, as opposed to what, a wooden bin? Most bins are plastic, aren't they? Three, a reclining armchair.
Oh, well, Andy, you're probably tricking me because it's so obvious, but for a fat lump like you, it's got to be the reclining armchair in these lockdown... Is it right?
It's correct. They're all correct. I bought all three.
Fuck. So you've got a bucket next to you to have a wee in?
I've got a bucket, yeah, for spitting bones into, yeah?
Yeah.
And weighing into, yeah, Golden Hornet style. I've got a washer-dryer for, you know, cleaning the clothing that I've been wearing while I've been eating the hot chicken.
And the chicken bones. Have you tried the drying function yet?
Yeah.
Any good?
It's all right. It's only going to be there for emergency reasons. I'm not going to dry everything in it.
They're not great, are they? If you put it up to a decent heat, they make your clothes smell and all, don't they?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just for emergencies. But it's nice to know it's there. Do you know what I mean?
I've been in touch, Andy. Nice feature, by the way. Nice feature. I've been in touch with my very, very, very good friends at Infinity Rocket Plastics.
All right, yeah.
Because, of course, interesting news with Steve McLaren this week, being appointed as sports director at Derby.
A very vague title, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sports director.
So they installed some spyware in there for me, and I've got a little MP4 of a very interesting meeting that happened. Starts off with just Steve and Casper in Steve's room, you know, manager's office or sports director's office or whatever.
Can you believe it, Casper? Back in the old office, and this time I'm like a super boss with no need to go out in the cold where Jack Frost can whisper nasty stories into your ear. Casper, what's wrong, Casper? Oh, Casper, why have you just had a 1-2 spew and poo on the flooring?
Casper licks the floor and then lets out another little bit of sick.
It's the laminate, isn't it? That foreign fella Cuckoo got rid of all my beautiful double worsted carpeting and replaced it with cheap quarter inch light cherry laminate. Look at the wear on the high traffic areas like the doorway in front of the desk. It beggars Bilbo Baggins' belief. It's clearly not been properly sealed either. Honestly, it curdles my cream, it really does. Right, let's make a list of what needs doing, Casper. 1. Recarpet all areas of the management suite in a durable stain-resistant oatmeal double-twist wool carpet. A Lakeland 20mm Hardwick twist would work very well. 2. Reinstate the daily cream cake trolley and double up on the vanilla slices.
Casper climbs up onto the seat opposite Steve, coils up into a ball and flips over on his side.
Oh, Casper, you're such a bolt of happy lightning. I sometimes think that you're made out of children's laughter and cheeky chimps' antics mixed up with ladies' Easter bonnets and 100,000 giggles. 3. Install fun and laughter bar vending machines in all the corridor junction points. If you collect 5 wrappers, you can have a 6th one free from the club shop. If everyone is high on fun and laughter, then who can stop us from taking 15th place off QPR?
Just then there's a knock on the door and in walks Wayne Rooney.
Oh, Rooney. You wanted to see me, boss?
Yes, sit down, Wade.
Wayne sits down right on top of Casper. Casper's head is poking out from under his arse, gasping for breath.
As you know, Wade, I've been appointed as the mega boss of the club. It's a bit like being an actual king. The only things I have to do are appoint a manager and buy some players. So I wondered if you would like to be manager because, I mean, everyone has heard of you and that's the main thing these days, isn't it?
Well, like, I've always wanted to be a manager, like, because, you know, it's a really good job to have once you become shit at playing. It's either that or helping Colin with a giant candle collection and snowplow business. And to be honest, with the global warming and that and that and that and that, I reckon she might be on a rugged with the snowplows, like. So yeah, I'd love the job, like, and that and that and that and that, like.
Oh, well, that's just great. Now, I'd like to introduce you to my very first signing for the club. I think you two are going to become the bestest of forever friends. Come out, Casper. Come on, Casper, where are you?
Steve gets up from behind the desk and looks for Casper.
Come on, Casper, don't be a Rodney of Plonkerton. I want you to meet our new captain, Wade Rooney.
Wayne gets up to help and instantly sees Casper on his seat. Casper's body is strangely flattened and his tongue is sticking out with a slightly blue tinge to its surface.
Oh, my God. What have you done, you big lump of cock? You've crushed Casper. Who's going to dictate the future direction of the club if we don't have Casper? Oh, Casper.
Steve takes Casper in his arms and begins to sing.
I wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm not afraid to say what I mean. I mean what I say.
And then he hears a cough and a splutter, and Casper begins to join in.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Don't count the cost.
If I can't live in love, then surely I'm lost.
But you tend to get burned.
Tend to get bruised. Oh, Casper, you're alive. Derby County can still finish 15th. And as for you, Wade, you'd better apologise to Casper right now.
Sorry, like, I just didn't see you sat on the chair and that, like, my spatial awareness is not what it used to be. In fact, it's basically shot to shit and that, like, so sorry, like.
Right, now get out to my sight and leave me and Casper in peace. Oh, come here, Casper. We've got a whole lot of cuddling to do. What a nasty man.
And then the recording stopped, so...
Oh.
There you go. We'll
find out what happens after that.
Yeah.
Okay. The full version of this episode is only available to our Club Parsnips subscribers. Find out more and sign up at patreon.com/athleticomince.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Do you want a quiz?
I thought I was doing a quiz.
You got a quiz as well. My quiz is about corned beef hash. What's your quz about?
Brazilian footballers. Do yours if you want. Do mine later.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what mine is. It's my favourite quiz format. I don't apologise for it. It's pricing.
Okay.
Most priciest item to least or vice versa, yeah?
Because I close my eyes for this.
I'm cooking a corned beef hash later, so I thought I'd do a price quiz on some of its ingredients. It's called Pap, Boing, Thwack, Ketchup, Peanuts, Doing, Peep, Potatoes, Oh, yeah, Pap, Tink, Beef. Give me just a little more time. And the three items, Andrew, are standard tin of Asda, by the way, standard tin of corned beef. I think it was Princess. I think so.
Okay.
A 2 kilogram bag of Maris Piper potatoes. A 460 gram, which I would consider the standard one, bottle of Heinz ketchup.
Right, the cheapest is the corned beef.
Okay.
Then in the middle, the potatoes, and then the ketchup was the most expensive.
Well, you only got the potatoes right, Andrew. The most expensive was the corned beef at £2.
What?
Then the potatoes. £2, potatoes £1.70, and the Heinz ketchup £1.50. So all I can do...
Was the ketchup on special offer?
I don't think so.
I think it might have been.
You know your ketchup prices, do you?
I think it might have been a special offer, but whatever, you know, I'll take it. Was that the end of that quiz then?
Yeah, that's it. You didn't do very well. Well, you got
didn't
one
do very
right.
Well at all, did I? All right.
You got one right.
I'm Stuart Whittaker-Littlewood. Welcome along to my podcast, which I'm now calling the Dumb Pod. It's when have you got something to say already?
Sorry, no.
Wait till you introduce, please. That's how it works. It's a podcast where I like to have a conversation with one of my celebrity friends. Anyone who's available for 20 minutes or so will do. And this week, my special guest is none other than leading television fisherman, Mr. Bob Bowler. Hello, Bob Bowler. Welcome along.
Hello, Dom. Thanks for having me.
You can speak now. Thank you very much. I just thought we'd have a little chat about things, this and that. You know, catch up, talk about stuff. Brain exercises, Bob. Do you do brain exercises?
Well, I read a book every night, so I suppose that's something. And I do that word game. Is it called Wordscapes?
Oh, yeah, Wordscapes. What level are you on?
Oh, I mean, I'm in a sort of glacial area. Does that help?
Yeah. Have you got a number? I'm on level 324.
Oh, would you want me to look, Dom? I can look on me.
No, I'm not bothered. I also do a crossword. First thing every morning.
Yeah.
It's children's crossword, but I don't think that really matters very much. Moving on. Do you have a particularly favourite field when you were growing up you used to hang about in?
Yeah, the field. I was lived next to a field. So, yeah, very fond memories of it. It's played football, farted about, you know.
Yeah, me as well. We had one, but we only stuck to one corner of it. We only hung around in the corner. We never went into the middle or anything. And I think about that a lot. Yeah, no, I get. I wonder why that was. I don't know.
It's a very good point. Yeah, I used to hug one corner in particular.
Yeah, you stayed the same place, did you?
Yeah.
There was so much to explore, but you just didn't.
Yeah, big field it was as well. Yeah, there's so much, I've missed out on.
I went back there recently with an old friend of mine, Roger Cox.
Yeah.
Who I got back in touch with on Facebook a while ago. We went back and we just did the same. We stayed in the same corner
same
again.
Same corner.
Very, very strange. I've got to stop there just for a moment, Bob. I've got to do a little sponsor break in the middle here. The Dump Pod is brought to you in association with sausages. Right, now back to the second half. What did you used to have for breakfast when you were a kid, Bob?
I used to have porridge one day, soft boiled eggs the next day, baked beans on toast the next day, and then repeat that sequence.
And rotate that sort of every 3 days, yeah. You know what? I never had toast when I was a kid.
Never did?
Never. Never occurred to us. No. I look back at that and I wonder about that. But you can't go back, can you?
You can't go back. No.
Do you think there's any better actor than Harrison Ford, Bob?
Yeah.
Do you think there is?
Yeah. I do.
Can you name any of them?
I like Robert Duvall. He's my favourite actor.
I don't know him.
No?
No. I'm not bothered. I ain't got an opinion either way on that one. Just came to me. One more question before we go. Have you ever camped out overnight for anything?
Yeah, I went to camping as a kid. Used to go to Lake District.
No. You've got the wrong end of the stick. I meant like to get something the next day, like tickets or something like that. Camped out to, you know, to get the first one through the door at the big sale down at the store. Something like that.
I did camp out once at outside the City Hall on the steps for tickets for Rod Stewart.
All right. And did you get front row seats for it then?
Pretty near the front. I was well chuffed, yeah.
I camped out for tickets for a circus once, but when they went on sale the next morning, I was the only one there. So I think I might have misjudged that one a bit, but you can't go back, can you?
Yeah. Yeah, better be safe than sorry, innit, Dom? I hope you enjoyed the circus.
It was all right. It was all right. I think that's about it.
I used to like the clowns, you know.
From the, what?
All right, Dom. Sorry, Dom.
I think that's about it from the Dom Pod. Thanks for joining me, as ever, Bob Wolver. Don't forget, everyone, sausages.
Do you like driving, Andrew?
Do I like driving?
Yeah, do you?
I do, yeah.
Do you find, like, your cars, you like your little palace, your little, you know, you can... No responsibilities to talk to anyone or do anything.
A little bit of sanctuary, isn't it? Yeah, I do. It's one of the very few times when I feel as if I'm in control of my life or anything else.
Yeah, if not the vehicle.
Well, sometimes the vehicle, yeah. Why do you ask? Do you have a reason?
Well, because I was wondering, I do like driving, like you, but the other day I had to do a photo shoot.
Oh, right? Yeah.
That's where a professional photographer photographs you to look, so that you look sweet and youthful and that. We've got a Christmas fishing show, so it's for Radio Times, you know.
All right. So where did you go? Down to the river then, with your mate?
No, I went
to get photographed.
Went to a professional photography studio in London.
London?
London!
Wow. I remember London!
But what I wanted to ask you was I was in a car, and I haven't been driving much, obviously, but it had a driver. How do you feel like when you're in a car with a driver? Do you talk to him and that sort of thing?
I prefer no conversation whatsoever.
And you make that clear from the start?
They start talking and usually I just put up a hand. Is to say cease.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're all right with that. Sometimes they take offence. But talk to them?
No, I take a bin lid with me, you know, and just when they talk, I hold the bin lid up in front of my face. No, well, I never know what to do. So I always get in the back seat. That's the one thing I do, yeah?
Yeah.
Because this one, I went in the front seat, Andy, because he had a massive box in the back seat. So to sit in the front seat, which made it all the more difficult. Why are you laughing?
Okay. I don't know, just something.
So it's even more awkward, right?
Mm-hmm.
I asked him the usual shit, you know, like, are you busy?
Yeah.
Does your shift end soon, mate? Yeah. Would you knock off? Are you happy with the car? Anyway, I was lucky, and I sensed he didn't really want to talk at all. So
good.
We were round about Lee Green. You won't know that, but it's just into London, South London.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, get this. He asked me if he minded him stopping at his mate's house to drop off this freezer or something. It's like a mini chest freezer or something that was on his back seat.
Right.
So, I said, yeah. I made a little stand, Andy, like, you know, oh, well, was it far? I've got to be there on time.
Got to be somewhere, yeah.
He says, no problem and everything. So we got to his mate's house, and this was the
accent? What accent was that he's got?
Just generic taxi. So this is the worst thing, Andy, because it turns out his mate was a massive fan of the fishing show.
Oh, right.
A lunatic.
And this podcast as well, or just the fishing show?
He didn't mention it. He didn't mention it.
Did he not?
Right? And he has, in his back shed thing, like, I don't know, you know these things Cockneys have at the back of their houses, like conservatory shed? Anyway, he had one of them. And he had all this vintage fly fishing equipment, right?
All right.
And rods and fishing frickin' display cases.
Fishing
and
nut.
And he just leaves the driver to put the freezer where it needed to be. One thing I would say, Andrew, it was a nice collection, so I should be having an attitude of gratitude with that, shouldn't I? There's like bamboo rods and old wooden Victorian reels and fish mounted that he says his dad had caught.
Interesting, yeah.
But I know this is a bit of a fishy tale, right, about fish and that, but it made me sad because his dad, if he did catch him, had stuffed fish on the wall that were like 40, 50 pounds, huge fish.
Jesus.
And they're just not around anymore, Andy.
Are they not?
Nah.
What happened?
It's agricultural runoff.
Really?
Overfished, pollution, water extraction, all that stuff.
This and that.
So I had a look at this old centrepin reel, yeah? And suddenly I felt the thud of a blunt instrument on the back of my head. Right, I fell to my knees, just like moaning in pain, you know.
Yeah.
He says, get up and take your fucking straws off, you useless piece of shit. He was South African, Andy.
Oh, man, of course he was, yeah.
Take your straws off and your under kicks now before I strike you again. Well, what am I meant to do, Andy? You know, I was like dizzy, nauseous, and he was holding a blunt instrument above my head.
Just got to comply, haven't you?
What can you do? So I got up, took me trousers and me undies off. He says, right on all fours and point your body up towards that packet of Fig Newtons on the top shelf. Then I heard the glass shatter from one of his stuffed fish display cases, you know.
Yeah.
I said, listen, mate, I don't want any trouble. I'm on my way to a professional photo shoot. Photo shoot? Photo poop? Now take this chub and feed it slowly into your anus whilst I draw a lifeboat on your bucket buttock. So I get like the nose, if that's what it's called, of the chub, right, and press it against my anus, you know. And just as I can feel myself being parted by the chub's lips, I hear a dull bang and see the bloke drop to the floor. I look up and there's me driver holding like a long, thin, hard thing, yeah. I said, oh, mate, thank you so much. Shit, do you think he really would have made me feed that whole chub up there, you know?
Yeah.
He says, do it all, I do. My mate's a gangbanger. I shouldn't love him, but I do. So I got dressed, you know, a bit shamefaced. I did me photo.
Shouldn't be. No, stop there. You shouldn't be ashamed. You did nothing wrong, right? You said shamefaced there.
Yeah.
Don't carry that shame with you.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Andy. But
I don't know if there's any kind of like victim support service available to you, but you know, don't
felt
hold on to that shame.
he'd seen me in a very, very comparable, because my bum was facing yeah. right up to it. There was a pack, yeah. you know, Fig Newtons, they're like an American Fig roll.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
on the way back, thank God, I had a different driver. It was a right. lady, actually. She had, like, do you know, a neck goiter, you know, the big balloon under the chin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She had, it had a tattoo of a helicopter on it. So
oh,
I
that's
thought,
nice.
Thought that was a nice feature.
I think, do you remember the actress Peggy Mount? She used yes. to have one of them, didn't she? Not the tattoo, just the
goiter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that can afflict a lady in later in life. Mm-hmm. I think fellas get them too as well.
Yeah, we can do. Yeah. I imagine I'll get one.
I didn't like the sound of you.
That's about it, I think.
Thank you very much, Andrew. See you all. Thanks for listening and all that
thanks,
and everything.
As always, yeah. Thanks for indulging us. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.